It's a vegetable. No, it's a flower. No, it's both. It is, of course, the artichoke. Have you ever looked at one in the supermarket and thought, what do you do with that? Well, here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst has some ideas. Like you pull the leaf, you get the leaves sometimes and you dip them in butter.
Well, that's definitely one way to do it. They are a bit intimidating for some cooks, and I sense you might be one of them.
Yes. Interestingly,
I mean, when you look at them, you're right. They're these sharp, thorny, pointy green and purple tinged leaves. And you've got to wonder, like, who looked at this thing and said, oh, delicious, let's eat it. But the truth is, we've been eating artichokes for over 3,000 years.
Yeah, well, somebody may have in here for 3,000 years. But if you're doing it for the first time, and by the way, explain that they are also flowers.
They are actually the immature flower bud of the thistle plant. They look thistle-like when you look at them, and they're harvested and eaten before they actually bloom. So let's take you through like the simplest thing. You take an artichoke. What do you do with this? First thing you're going to do is trim a bit off the pointy end of the leaves. Then you're going to, if you want to, trim the leaves with a kitchen scissor or just leave them. You're going to steam it. Very simple. It's still whole. You're going to put it into some boiling water. Let it cook for about 25 minutes. When you pull one of those green leaves off, it should come off easily. It's done. You drain it, and there you are. What I've done is made a roasted garlic aioli, which sounds very fancy, but it is mayonnaise, whether you buy it from the jar or make it yourself. You roast a whole head of garlic with olive oil, salt, and pepper. Take out these soft, sweet, nutty flavored garlic. Smash them, add your mayonnaise and lemon juice, and dip the leaves into this dip, and then you keep going. And I'll take you through it in the recipe because the prize is in the middle. That's the heart. And you have to pull away some inedible part called the choke, as in artichoke. And then you get to the heart, which is tender, almost meaty, very wonderful flavor.
And you can do that, you know, pull that whole thing apart, or you can buy them jarred or canned, the artichoke hearts. And what do you do with them?
What do you do with the hearts?
Well, the hearts,
Yes, so you can get to them by steaming it and pulling the leaves off and eating them. You, as you said, can open a jar. There's wonderful jars of marinated artichoke hearts. I do a fabulous dish, really perfect for this time of year, of braised chicken thighs with artichoke hearts from the jar or the can, green olives, and shallots. It cooks very slowly, and you even add some of the marinade from the jar of artichokes, which just helps enhance the flavor. And I just wanted to take a second to say, an artichoke is not the easiest thing to describe the flavor of. A lot of people compare them to asparagus, but I find that they really have their own thing, and it's earthy and meaty and vegetal and spring-like. Anyway, the chicken dish is well worth trying.
Well, it also is something that you can grow. And I want to bring in our own Peter O'Dowd because he's there in Phoenix. And oh my gosh, Peter, we're going to post them. We've seen here on Slack some pictures of your artichokes, and they are just you know, awesome.
They're huge. You know,
yeah, they are huge. They're huge. And when Kathy said thistle, this makes sense because it's so hot there. So, but what do you do with them?
Well, okay, let me just say that this thistle plant took up like a quarter of my entire garden. So if you're going to grow these at home, just be prepared for how big this plant is. We just did exactly what Kathy said. We chopped off the blossom or the bud. We boiled it because we didn't have a steamer basket. We were in the process of moving. And then we just melted some butter. And you're right, the fun of it is all the heart. You know, all the leaves are kind of a lot of trouble for not much satisfaction, in my opinion. But then when you dig into the heart and you finally find it, it's like a little treasure. It's great.
Oh, listen,
it's so great.
I'm
jealous, Peter. In Maine, I have friends who are gardeners who've grown them, and maybe they get one or two. But also, I'd like to recommend an artichoke and asparagus soup, which uses the hearts. Again, it can come out of a jar or a can. Just a wonderful spring soup. And let's just say, these are really good for you. They're low in fat. They have 7 grams of fiber and 60 calories. Win, win, win.
Win, win, win. Except for the work. Maybe, but actually,
you guys, come on.
I know. No, but I'm thinking of the times I've sat at somebody's services at an hors d'oeuvre and you pull the leaf off and you dip it, although your garlic thing sounds much better than just the heated up butter. And then you have to drag it across your teeth, you know, to get something off of it. But I'm thinking, Peter, with your kids there, this might be it more of an adventure for them.
Oh, it was fun. Yeah, it was definitely an event. I'm not sure that we're going to do it again because of the garden space situation and because of the extra work. I'm sorry, Kathy, but it is a lot of work. But it was everyone at the table was like, yay, we're doing this. This is exciting.
I think, so, yeah,
the kids loved it.
I have a new title for both of you. You're artichoke wimps. It's worth it. The flavor is extraordinary.
Here and Now is Kathy Gunst. We're going to have all her recipes, which will always make everything taste better, at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you as always.
Thank you. Great to talk to you both.